Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out always goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, we have from founderscode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, we got a message during the break from Fred down in Fort Lauderdale, so I'm going to read it, and good morning, Fred. He says, Democrats see persons based on skin color and group identity. It can only divide. Well, that's true. He said, there are super qualified women of color, but they just are not Democrats. Also, he heard me talk about what Justice Roberts had to say about a couple of these cases that are coming to the Supreme Court about race. As far as on the college campuses, a couple of different campuses. So thanks a lot, Fred, in Fort Lauderdale. Now, what we're going to start with is little Dr. Fauci. I kind of teased this in the last hour. I didn't really get into it all that much. I just mentioned that there are new questions being asked about what Fauci knew, because some of his American scientists, as well as federal health officials, are now saying they knew about the origins of the coronavirus, and that included little Dr. Fauci.
What was happening is scientists that are in a kind of a global network were looking really at the technical aspects of the virus, and they were not convinced that this was some natural kind of variant. They thought it was manipulated. So then they were trying to determine how it got manipulated and so forth and so on. And what Fauci was doing was trying to control and guide and lead the scientists sort of in another direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he was doing it to not get exposed. Now, because he holds the position that he does, it doesn't appear to me that he even looked at any of the technical aspects of all things virus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, going way down into, you know, the laboratory components and, you know, all the kinds of real technical things that virologists and mm-hmm. these experts were doing. So he held, you know, a couple of them reached out, and then he, in an email, and then what did he do? Well, he called like a conference call. And if you notice what Brett Baer was revealing is that Fauci was, he was manipulating.
Right.
He was, and kind of trying to guide these experts, which I would say some of these people were much more, excuse me, much more expert than he. And so I think that was really the message that, when Fox put together, and they looked like they worked on this a very long time because they were doing it through the timeline. They appear to have gotten this thing down to a science, and they're really challenging Fauci. So I've got to give a big, huge hat tip to Fox for putting in that kind of work. That was just huge. The other one that is doing some remarkable work is Senator Ron Johnson.
Yeah.
He held a five-hour hearing, and in that five-hour hearing, he not only had patients, but he had virologists, he had other kinds of doctors, laboratory work, and so there's a lot of work that is being done on all things China and all things Fauci. And then what happens is that the FDA comes out and shuts down the Mount Colonial facilities here in Florida because of a, it wasn't even a study, it was a two-person submission that they don't think that there's any, the effectiveness isn't there. I may have said that wrong, but anyway, the two people that put in this summary, again, it wasn't even a study, it wasn't peer-reviewed or any of that kind of stuff, it was just a suggestion, and the FDA took it. So the FDA is really in a fight with what not only with Florida and Governor DeSantis, but they're in a fight for, and this is also coming from, I would say, the Biden administration, they don't want to talk about any other cures or treatments to any piece parts of COVID-19 other than vaccines.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, old Jeff is going to tell you the phone number here right about now.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. All right.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by Geico. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico, of course, has been saving people money for 85 years. And they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. Now, the truck you're driving, the car you're driving, plus they'll also cover that motorcycle you might have, ATV, boat, or RV. And the way that you really save money, and I mean the way that you really save money, is to bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy with your automobile policy. And that is how you will save a boatload of money. Guaranteed. Okay? That's the way it works in the insurance business. So check them out. Geico. GEICO.com. All right. Back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Morning.
We have a caller on the line. I'm going to think it's Elliot. I'm not sure. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot from Wesley Chapel.
Yes, it
good
is.
Good morning to Denise. Mm-hmm. Hey, look here, Captain. I want to run this by you and Denise. You know, I want to speak quickly on the moral decay of New York City. Folks, New York City police captain and now elected mayor Eric Adams comes into office with no plan on how he will attack soaring murders and overall crimes such as subway murders, carjacking, robberies. You would think when he rode the subway and watched along with others someone being beaten up and robbed, you think he would have learned something. Now that he's been cast in bright lights, he results to the same thing Chicago Mayor Lightfoot said when she blamed crime on gun runners out of Indiana. Adams blamed gun runners out of New Jersey and other blue states. Leaders are not leaders when they constantly complain without no action behind them. Mayor Adams and the military issue a left-right key cadence, call of discipline. Mr. Adams, you are off on your right foot, which is a sign of failure. The president of Black Lives Matter New York, an atheist, Marxist, George Soros supporter for the great society Soros wished to create. Now, unless Mayor Adams usher in a full-pronged attack on the city of New York, people from around the world gradually will strike this extremely dangerous city off of their travel schedule and go elsewhere. I believe it's going to hurt tourism dramatically, Captain, if he do not get a hold of this. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. Well, I'm going to address this first because I said something earlier about this. As we know, Mayor Adams has activated the plainclothes detective unit that was disbanded. Remember them?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to help somewhat with some of this because they aren't going to see who's coming after them. Plus, they're also in the process of establishing a new police unit, which will be also plain clothes, but they'll be readily identifiable with their NYPD coats and all that sort of stuff. Their windbreakers that they wear and whatnot. And they're going to be out doing these domestic calls and all that because I think what they need to do, and this is just me talking, and you can tell us what you think. I think when they have a domestic call, they need to call the damn SWAT team and not just go in there with one or two cops and think that they're going to go in there and be John Wayne and break things up. It's just not working.
Domestic calls have always been
yep.
the most dangerous of all calls
mm-hmm.
that law enforcement gets.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an increase in how bad they are because of lockdowns and because of, desperation, because of financial conditions, working, business, all those kinds of things, education. So all things pandemic has kind of manifested, I would say, domestic disputes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust this new mayor at all, not one second. I don't care if he was former law enforcement or not. I'm not trusting him because he comes out one day and says one thing, and then he kind of walks it back, and then he does something else. I'm watching him, but I'm not trusting him. Furthermore, as I said, he can lead law enforcement. But again, it comes down to the district attorneys and to these judges.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard him say that we're going to adjust this no bail thing. I haven't heard him say that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see him challenging this district attorney, this Bragg fella who's crazy nuts, but he's mm-hmm. a Soros DA.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm the jury, as far as I'm concerned, is still out on the mayor of New York.
Now, did we finish our conversation about little Dr. Fauci? You want to go on, or you want to keep talking about that?
Well, I got to believe that the one thing that I think disturbs you probably most of all is that Fauci was never candid and honest during the Trump administration. If he had been, I think things would have been very different for that entire first year of all things COVID. I think there would have been a different approach on Trump policy, not only with when it came to what they're doing in the South China Sea and with trade and with several other things. I don't think he was. I think Fauci cheated Trump, not in the country,
mm-hmm.
not just on all things COVID, but also on all other approaches. And remember, we had to start throwing billions and trillions of dollars
mm-hmm.
Treasury and stimulus checks and, you know, paying the PPP money and all these other kind of things, it would have been a very different world.
Mm-hmm.
And I blame virtually all of that on Fauci.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We'll go 60 seconds with Mel in Saratoga Springs. So go ahead, Mel.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Denise. Eric Adams, who's a total clown, as long as he keeps whatever, as long as that stuff that he's allowing to happen in New York City stays south of the Tappan Zee Bridge, they ain't got nothing to worry about. They come north. The old boys up this way are going to fire somebody. Somebody's going to fire these criminals up that Eric Adams has allowed to escape authority. But as far as we'll say Chuck the Schmuck Schumer, who is going to be ran against by Joe Pinion, who is an anchor with Newsmax TV, a conservative. American who happens to be black is going to primary Chuck Schumer. And I believe with what Joe has, message that he has to bring to the table, that he's going to be reckoned with. I mean, Chuck Schumer is coming.
He's
going to see something. And a lot of people in New York City who are tired of this madness are going to lean toward opinion. He may not win, but he's going to have some big numbers. And it's going to wake these people up on the left.
Okay.
Marxist. Socialist.
All right, let me let Denise answer the question or what you just said there. Thank you, Mel. Okay, go ahead.
Mel, from your mouth to God's ears, I hope that happens. Nobody wants New York to fail.
No.
The last time I was in New York, and I spent an awful lot of my time in my life in New York. I was born in New York. The last time I was there, I said, I can't go back. This city is disgusting. And I felt that way, actually, about the last time I was in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I can't go back to this city. It's disgusting. And I mean disgusting beyond description. So I don't care if I ever go back to California. I don't think California can necessarily be saved. But there's some great, great people and great, great things in New York, and mm-hmm. we just don't want New York to fail. And it's going to take an awful lot to bring back New York. I think it can be done because I think, you know, the New Yorkers, whether they're in the city or upstate, there's some talent there that we need to see again.
You are absolutely right, and my money's on the New Yorkers bringing New York City back. We'll see. All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check it out. See what she's all about. And I'm sure you'll like what you see there.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News. The U.S. is prepared to impose export controls on critical sectors of the Russian economy if Russian President Vladimir Putin invades Ukraine. President Joe Biden also discussed the 8,500 troops that are on high alert.
We have a sacred obligation, Article 5 obligation, to our NATO allies. If, in fact, we continued the buildup and or was to move, we would be reinforcing those troops. No reason for anyone, any member of NATO, to worry whether or not we, NATO, would come to their defense.
Various uncertainties are leading investors to sell stocks. The S&P 500 has dropped nearly 10% from its record set on the first trading day of the year, the biggest setback for Wall Street since its collapse during the start of the pandemic. The U.S. Central Bank is moving away from its easy money policies and preparing to raise interest rates. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses to train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying and in-demand job. And they're going to tell you more about themselves, and then I'll tell you about their campuses.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of Tampa Bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And then in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. Now, in either case, you can go to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Check them out over there. But when you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800 859-2080 and ask you to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, in doing that, you will be able to find out a couple of different things. Number one, you'll be able to talk to the students that are there and see how they feel and ask them any questions you've got there. But you'll also be able to talk to some of the faculty. And finally, you'll be able to talk to the financial people who will tell you how it works to apply for your student loan. Now, if you are military and you're post 9/11 and you're coming out of the military and you have not used your educational benefits, I can guarantee you that you will be totally covered 100% for your training. If you're pre-9/11 and you haven't checked your benefits, or maybe you have used some of them but not all of them, they will help you see what you have left, and then you can just do the student loan process for the rest of them. But either way, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, for those of you that want to play golf, the National Aviation Academy Scholarship Golf Tournament will be Wednesday, February 2nd at the Innisbrook Island Course. Now, admission will include green fees, cart, a bag of swag, oh, you always got to have swag, and lunch and dinner, along with the awards. Now, there'll be prizes for the best putting, the longest drive, and you could even win a Tesla Model Y with a hole-in-one. Best part, 100% of all the proceeds go to the Pinellas Community Foundation Scholarship Fund for students at National Aviation Academy. Now, you can find out more by visiting their website, naa.edu/golf. That's naa.edu/golf. Or you can call the local number, 727-531-2080. That's 727-531-2080. National Aviation Academy. And that is the Scholarship Golf Tournament on Wednesday, February 2nd. And good luck. I'd like to talk to somebody that won that car. That could be very interesting. Very interesting. Now, up to 8,500 U.S. troops have been placed on heightened alert in case of a Russian move to the Ukraine. Thousands of U.S. troops could be called on to deploy in support of NATO's response force. Now, some of those troops are already in Europe or in the region, so we don't know where they're going to come from. And remember, the aircraft carrier USS Harry S. Truman has got a Marine Expeditionary Force on board it of somewhere between 2,500 to 3,000 personnel. So they could also get into the mix. Now, we have been told by President Biden that they will not be put on the ground in the Ukraine. They will be in an adjoining country somewhere, but it just won't be the Ukraine. By the way, the United Arab Emirates and the U.S. intercepted a Houthi missile attack targeting Abu Dhabi. The missile fire further escalates the tensions across the Persian Gulf, which is why oil took a jump a couple days ago. And it did take a jump. By the way, the Marine Corps has stopped punishing Marines who cannot shave due to razor bumps. That's a unique quality that some people possess on their face, where you can't shave, you wind up cutting the heck out of your face. So Marines who are required to shave every day while they're in uniform, there'll be a small group that won't be because they can't. They may get that worked out eventually with electric shavers or something. We'll see. By the way, there was a landing mishap, that's what it's being called, aboard the carrier Carl Vinson in the South China Sea on Monday. A jet was conducting routine flight operations in the South China Sea when the mishap occurred. 7 sailors were injured in this landing mishap aboard the aircraft carrier Carl Vinson. I don't know how serious they were, but I haven't heard about anybody dying, so that's a good thing so far. By the way, the Space Force has launched 2 new satellites built to monitor opposing satellites. You heard me right. Now, the satellites are part of the Space Force's mysterious geosynchronous space situation awareness program, something that has just now come into fruition. Also, the U.S. has provided limited ground support to Syrian fighters battling ISIS. We just found out about this. The U.S. has provided some kind of ground support to Kurdish forces that were going up against ISIS. Now, on the brink of war with Russia, the Ukrainians are resigned and prepared, so they say. The nation has struggled to maintain a sense of stability since it became an independent country in 1991 and has been at war since 2014. But with 100,000 Russian troops gathered nearby, threatening Europe's biggest land war since the 1940s, people there say something feels different about it this time. Now, what it is that feels different, I don't know. They're not saying. And the commanding general, Army General Richard Clark, who is the boss of SOCOM, that's Southern Command, here in MacDill, is working from home with mild COVID symptoms after he tested positive on Sunday. We hope the general gets better. I'm sure he will. By the way, the U.S. Department of Defense is facing a $5 billion shortfall against its lab and testing infrastructure. And a new innovation steering group is working to identify which of those needs are most critical to find ways to fund them. Don't know what that'll mean. And top Republicans on Monday made a push to accelerate Washington's proposed sale of 250 M1A2 Abrams tanks to NATO ally Poland, which has been pending since last summer. In light of the escalating crisis with Russia, Poland's got the money. They want the tanks now. Don't blame them. And the U.S. Navy must also dedicate forces to pushing back against Russian activity throughout the European theater in the coming weeks. Two lawmakers said, even though the world's focus is on the Ukrainians' land borders of Russia and Belarus, the U.S. submarine force that nobody's talking about can help check the Russian ambitions in the Ukraine, because they're out there. They're out there. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I do believe I will take it right away. And Mike. Conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Remember, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Nissan dealership. Find them online at mossacura.com. Just a comfortable 25 to 30-minute drive from downtown St. Pete over to there. And don't forget, mossacura.com. That's M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Hello, good morning.
You got your snow shovel handy?
Yeah, ready to go.
Okay, you might need it.
I got two teenagers as well handy, ready to
go. Okay, so you got the snowplow brigade ready.
Yep.
Okay, they might need to be, they might put them into use this weekend. Because you got something coming your direction. Don't know what the something is just yet, but there's something coming your direction. Well, money, right?
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, consumer confidence has been dragged down as this Bidenflation, which is what some are calling it, and the Omicron crush have just crushed hopes, too. And we're watching the economy slide backwards instead of move forward.
Real possibility. I mean, I get the question all the time about, this... An economy that is operating that stagnates, goes into what the stagflation, where you have inflation and a slowing economy. I don't know if we're going to get there because again, you need two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth, and I don't think we'll get that far. But the reality of the situation I talk about all the time is that inflation is just another tax. It's taxation without representation, quite frankly. As the old Milton Friedman quote talked about inflation in such regard. And a lot of it just comes from just ridiculous government spending and size of government and the involvement that government is playing in our lives. But again, people voted for this. They chose this. You're kind of getting what we deserve in some regards. Print more money. I want more stimulus checks. Gimme. I remember towards the end of the Trump presidency where, Trump was, saying, oh, I want to send bigger checks. And, Mitch McConnell's not that big of a check. And, people out there, oh, I want my check. You get upset about this stuff. I mean, how do you think this happens? There's some personal responsibility involved here. We can't just keep printing money the way we have, and we can't keep flying the helicopter over the country and spending. The government's got to get under control or the inflation's going to remain.
Well, according to a survey from the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond, which was released yesterday, the prices of products manufactured in the U.S. Central Atlantic region rose in January at the fastest annual pace ever recorded in data that stretches back 25 years.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me in the slightest. I mean, it's just in all aspects. The thing as well, we've got other underlying factors, government regulation, holding back the energy production and lack of pipelines here in this country. I saw a statistic the other day how much more oil we are importing right now from Russia because we need it. And now we're scrambling to come up with energy sources for the European Union in case something happens and we put sanctions on Russia and they decide to flip the switch and shut off the natural gas. We're not independent again. It's sad. It's not fun when you're not independent. You got to rely on others. We were.
That's right.
Yesterday I was actually talked about this in the program. It's not a big story here in the United States, but there was a pipeline that was approved between Israel, Cyprus, and Greece, and it was ready to go. And all of a sudden, well, the United States, no, we're not in favor of that anymore. We don't want you to do that. And the reason being is you can take a look at some of the statements from the State Department. Well, why are we going in this direction? We've got to head towards renewables. This is not the way to go, and we're investing all this. I mean, at some point in time, these other countries around the globe are going to go tell us to take a long walk off a short pier, and they should.
Mm-hmm.
It's in their best interest to do what they want. And if they, that they want to develop, natural gas and put a pipeline in, and they don't want to be idiots like we were to shut down the Keystone and these other things. Well, then you know what? Let them. We just at some point in time we just got to stay out of it. If we want to screw ourselves with stupidity, why should we force it upon others?
Now the interesting thing is, and I remember this. We were talking about it at lunch yesterday. Do you remember what the price of gas? What was the price of gasoline the day that Joe Biden was elected, Election Day? Do you remember?
I do not, but it was a hell of a lot lower than it is now.
It was $1.87 a gallon right here in Florida.
Wow. So that was probably about $2.10 where I was. You know, that seems about right. In and around there. People have to, you know, buy gasoline all the time. It's a regular bill. It's just the cost of living continuing going up.
And yesterday, gasoline had gone up to $3.35 to $3.49 a gallon because all of a sudden they jumped it 20 cents a gallon.
Wow. There's no sign of that abating. I mean, the reality is that next stop, $100 a barrel.
Now, there is some good news out there, believe it or not. GM says it'll spend nearly $7 billion on electric vehicle and battery plants in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, I was shocked to actually see that it was in Michigan. They're probably using some existing infrastructure. Usually, you see a lot of plants go up in states that are non-union states. I don't know what's up the deal. They may have cut maybe with the unions in regards to the contracts to build there. I don't know. But seen some commercial infrastructure announcements over the past couple weeks. You had Intel announce they're going to build a couple chip plants outside of Columbus, Ohio. So good to see those things.
Our friend George the Godfather is chiming in saying good morning. He's also saying 548,000 barrels a day is coming into our country from Russia.
There you go. There's a number right there. I forgot what the number was. I saw the number, how much we were getting prior to the Biden administration. And it wasn't much at all, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. I know there was a big discrepancy.
Now, they can't build the semiconductors or the chips fast enough because American companies now have an average of less than 5 days' worth of semiconductors on hand, a level leaving them vulnerable to production shutdowns if supply is disrupted. Now, 150 firms last September underscored the precarious situation, but there's a global shortage of the crucial computer chips. I do know that they're building some plants, but they're not built yet, to make chips in the United States.
Like I said, they got the two going up, but the turnaround time, though, it takes some time. Those things don't go up overnight.
Nope.
It takes several years for the Intel plants to go up in Ohio. So yeah, it is going to take some time. And again, this is failure to plan and just poor infrastructure here in the United States in regards to thinking 10 steps ahead.
Yeah, and again, it's such a waste. By the way, San Jose, California has made a landmark bid to address the gun violence there. They're going to be charging more in gun fees just to have a gun and in insurance to cover yourself.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of bad guys out there that pay their gun fees and pay for gun insurance.
They don't even tell people they got a gun. You kidding me?
I know, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Yeah, let's go after law-abiding citizens and their guns because they're the real problem.
Okay, here comes the music. Here comes the music. I'm going to have to let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow. So stay warm up there.
Yep.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, and we'll be right back after the top of our news with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We're going to talk some military stuff when he comes on. We've got a bunch of stuff to talk about. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.